Jess in with you this morning. Now, we have the Nationals in the hunt over the last couple of days. A New South Wales Senator, Perrin Davey, is here, as is Bridget McKenzie and Queensland Senator Matt Canavan. Although, with the snap lockdown in Queensland, his trip has been cut a little bit short. He does join me this morning. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Jess. It's great to be back in the Hunter region, but yeah, this is the first time I've been blocked from going to a coal mine. I would have thought I couldn't, you know, can't express my love for coal anymore, but no, I'm out today, so I'm off back home thanks to the lockdown up there in Queensland.
Do you think the lockdown in Queensland for 3 days so quickly and everything being shut down is an overreaction, or do you think it's necessary?
Well, look, I'm happy to do it. Who knows? I think we've got to be reasonable about these lockdowns. I do think restrictions on travel work and are important. We don't want it spreading around different parts of the country. Obviously, there in Brisbane, there's been a little bit of uncertainty about how the virus has spread to others. So in the face of uncertainty, it's probably better to be safe than sorry. It's very unlucky and unfortunate for our tourism industry that are doing it so hard. Obviously, a lot of people will be cancelling holidays up to Queensland right now, and that's another blow for them. We've just got to get on with it now and hope that, like the other outbreaks or mini outbreaks we've had in the last few months, it doesn't turn into anything major.
Exactly. Well, you have been in the Hunter for at least a day or so. Yesterday, you were in Newcastle.
Yeah, we had a great day yesterday. Went to the port, the biggest coal port in the world and the biggest port of all kinds in eastern Australia. And it's great to see that infrastructure. It's just unfortunate that banks like the ANZ are not backing the Newcastle port, but the Nationals Party are backing that infrastructure, backing the industries of the Hunter region. We also went to lots of other businesses as well. We went to the jockey clubs, so what they're doing there, to the racetrack, lots of things going on there. Went to see source and manufacturing businesses, including people developing completely innovative new inventions to do with sanitizer. Obviously, something very important at the moment that's been done here in the Hunter. And we had a great function last night with some business people. So it's there's a lot going on in this region, and we're frequent visitors here, as you know, Jess. And today, my colleagues Bridget and Perrin are going up to Singleton to go to the meatworks and to the Grixis coal mine too.
Yeah. And certainly your trip to the region is to, obviously, as you said, there is so much going on in the Hunter that benefits not only our region, but the state and the country as a whole. But I guess you're also sussing it out to have somebody stand here for the party for the next election.
Well, absolutely. We've stood here for decades as the Nationals Party, and we've turned up day in, day out. Obviously, it's been pretty rough going for us. If you like, being at the bottom of the ladder for most of those elections, but we turn up and have a go. It's now a lot closer, which I think is good for the region. I think people are waking up that the Labor Party has taken the area a bit for granted. Joel Fitzgibbon himself, he's sort of had a bit of a conversion. He's gone along the road to Damascus because he had a near-death experience at the last election. Suddenly he's rediscovered his support for coal. Well, I think you don't really want a representative that has to be at risk of losing his own job before he'll fight for your job. We've been fighting for people's jobs here in this region for decades. We don't care what people say in the cities. We back and are a regional party and will support the jobs and industries that make regional Australia great.
It looks like One Nation could be in a little bit of trouble so far as their Hunter seat is concerned. Stuart Bonds this week is tossing up whether or not he's actually going to stay with the party after Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts sided with the government in an industrial relations bill that he says didn't really get past anything that he wanted for miners in the Hunter.
Yeah, look, that seemed a little strange. I don't know what's behind it. I mean, it's up to them to explain the situation. I'm happy to stand behind our support in the Senate for rights for coal miners to convert to permanent work. It's been something we've been trying to do for years, and now, thanks to the coalition government, black coal miners in the coal industry will have that right. If they've been a casual for more than 6 months on a regular roster, they can convert to permanent work. Now, I don't exactly know the issues that Mr. Bonds has, but some have been out there saying that like the unions have been saying, oh, we should have backpaid everybody that was a casual in the past. Well, not only would that bankrupt many businesses around the country, and not just those in the coal industry, it would be completely unfair, because that would mean that you would completely breach the same pay for same work principle, that a casual who was getting a loaning, they get paid extra because they don't get the leave for years, would then get the leave entitlement as well, whereas the full-time worker would have had the lower wage but the leave. So that's not right, and well, I think we've got a fair system now going forward. It's fixed in error, and it's a better job security now for the coal mining industry.
Mm. And not that I want to dwell on it, Matt, but when it comes to a state level for the National Party, the Upper Hunter could potentially be in a little bit of trouble there with the stories over the last week or so about Michael Johnson.
Yeah, look, it's very disappointing, obviously. You know, we've fought very hard to hold that seat, and try, I think we've been doing a good job in the region. But obviously sometimes people make some mistakes, and in this case, Michael's made some very, very serious errors of judgment. I think the Nationals Party in New South Wales have done the right thing. He's been immediately suspended from the party pending these investigations. And all we can do is, when we see this kind of behaviour, is make sure there are consequences so there's a deterrent from it happening again.
Mm, exactly. Well, Matt, it's a shame you couldn't stay in the region a little bit longer, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I'll just have to be back sooner, Jess.